It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Mike Rawlings of Dallas joined 173 mayors from across the country who vowed today to follow the Paris Climate Accords. Fellow Texans Sylvester Turner of Houston and Steve Adler of Austin also joined the effort by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The news came a day after President Trump announced the United States would pull out of the Paris Agreement. Trump suggested that agreement might be renegotiated. Leaders of Italy, Germany, and France have said that won't happen. High school graduation season is underway, and seniors across Dallas-Fort Worth are getting their diplomas. That includes a group of North Texas students we've been following since the eighth grade in our American Graduate Series Class of 17. Today, Alex Gutierrez, whose trouble with math kept her from going to her dream school. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, Alex wrapped up her senior year at a charter school where kids learn English, Spanish, and Chinese.
It's the senior banquet at International Leadership of Texas in Garland, the last big get-together before graduation. Alex Gutierrez and her friends sit around a table talking, laughing, and eating fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans. Snow Patrol and Andra Day play from the speakers. Alex is trying to process what she's feeling. Normal emotions for a teenager who's ending one phase of her life and starting another.
It certainly feels overwhelming because it feels like it's all happening so fast, even though when I started the school year, it seemed like graduation wasn't coming fast enough. You can't find a
fighter, but I see it in you. Alex's journey through high school has been checkered with highs and lows. There's been the ongoing challenge with math. This is her back in 2013.
They say that so I can get promoted to ninth grade, I have to take summer school of math, because math is the only thing that's like holding me back.
And trying to learn that third language, Chinese?
It wasn't hard at first, like at the beginning of the school, but it's gotten challenging.
Her former principal, Nadia Ayala, used to give Alex pep talks when she was struggling in pre-AP algebra.
I told her in Spanish, necesitas echarle ganas. You have to put in the will in the work so that you do well, especially when you know that you're not the best at something, you need to work even harder.
Like any good challenge, the hard work paid off.
This year in math was actually a lot better. I was in financial math, and financial math was like a lot easier than any other math classes that I've had in general.
That doesn't mean senior year was easy. Alex says it was stressful, constantly checking her grades, making sure she was on track to graduate. There were also the personal challenges. Her dad told her he and her mom were getting divorced.
The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe.
It's been different, definitely.
The family dynamics changed.
It's been more of my mom supporting me and pushing me through. She's been the one that I could say I owe it all to.
Alex tries not to think about it too much and focuses on school. It worked. She ended up getting B's on most of her final exams. And she got one of the highest grades on a test that measured how much Chinese and Spanish she knows. Still, there's that question. What comes next?
It's a bit frightening because I always had someone guiding me, whether it was my parents or teachers, letting me know that, oh, you have to turn this in by this week, or you have a final in 2 days.
Those days are over.
So it's going to be up to me to keep up with my stuff.
For the next couple of years, Alex plans to stay close to home and go to Richland College. After that, maybe Sam Houston State. The ultimate goal? A dream she's had since third grade. Become an FBI agent. Sure, she wants to see justice done. Part of it is the adrenaline rush.
Like, it's not your typical job where you're sitting down and you're working on a computer. You're out and you're investigating and you're interacting with other people aside from your employees.
No matter what obstacles lie ahead, Alex Gutierrez seems up for the challenge. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
You can catch up with all of KERA's class of 17 students on our digital project at kera.org/class of 17. While you're there, you can see photos of the students we've been following through the years. In April, three Dallas artists flew to a mountaintop village in Sicily to paint murals. The plan was to celebrate some of the town's culture. Yet, the entire elaborate project started with an offhand remark. In this week's State of the Arts, we bring you the second part of a two-part report from Jerome Weeks on how the town of Pritzi was helped by a Dallas psychiatrist.
About a year ago, Dr. David Atkinson was eating at a taco stand with a friend, 28-year-old painter Maria Haig.
And I just mentioned how much I love painting murals. And he said, oh, you know what? There's this town in Sicily. I think it could use some murals. I did not believe it would happen.
Less than a year later, it did. The 40-year-old Atkinson is a Dallas psychiatrist. He's been visiting Italy since college when he first went to Rome. 2 years ago, he stayed in a mountaintop village called Pritzi and felt immediately welcome. Atkinson has more than 300 Facebook friends from a town of 5,000 people. Pritzi is suffering because it's isolated and because Sicily's economy is bad. Young people are leaving for jobs elsewhere. But the town does have a few older murals. And Haig's remark about painting led Atkinson to think maybe creating more murals might help people appreciate Pritzi more.
I actually went to the mayor's office with three plans for things that I could do to give back to Sicily. But the murals idea is the one that he really jumped on.
In fact, Mayor Luigi Velloni was so enthusiastic about the plan, he agreed to Haig's suggestion to bring along another Dallas artist, Olivia Cole. This led Atkinson to approach Frank Campagna, the Dallas painter's best known for his many murals in Deep Ellum. Back in 2012, Atkinson bought a painting by Campagna at Art Conspiracy, the charity art auction.
The emotion of grief was so powerful, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And as I've walked out of ArtCon, someone said, "That's an amazing piece you bought. That's a painting that Frank did of his son who committed suicide on New Year's Eve." And as a psychiatrist, suicide prevention is our number one job. And I realized quickly that's why this painting spoke to me.
The men had never met, but Atkinson emailed Campagna about his Pritzi plan. Frank Campagna.
I thought it was a scam. I thought he might as well be a Nigerian prince that wants me to give him my bank account number so he can transfer $5 million.
But once Atkinson told Campagna about buying the portrait of his son, about his own work with troubled teens, Campagna signed on. He says simply, "I was his guy." In Pritzi, all this meant Atkinson was coordinating the work schedules, lodgings, and press conferences for three painters, plus an entire film crew he'd brought along to create a documentary to help publicize the murals.
All right, prego, thanks. Bye.
During lunch, Atkinson's phone never stops buzzing.
Well, here's Frank Campagna. Ciao. Yeah.
He was also negotiating with the Pritzi Town Council. The entire town didn't have a single spray paint can or paint roller. Okay. Atkinson gives Mayor Velloni a lot of credit for taking on a risk like this plan.
Hello.
But when the murals were almost done, Atkinson got an urgent call from the mayor's office. He drove right over.
I have no idea why we've been emergently called to City Hall.
Mayor Velloni and Town Council Chairman Giuseppe Castelli simply wanted to thank Atkinson with lengthy speeches, but also with a massive history of Pritzi. Then Council Member Castelli floats a suggestion that startles Atkinson.
I'm asking, it could be possible to make a sister project?
In Dallas?
In Dallas.
Pritzi in Dallas?
Dallas and Pritzi.
Atkinson leaves, wondering, Pritzi needed painters from outside the town to create the new murals. So what kind of art or artists could this little village send that Dallasites might actually appreciate? It's only later, after finishing lunch, that he comes up with a possible answer. Workshops by real Sicilian cooks. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Learn more about the artists and see videos of Pritzi at artandseek.org. While you're there, you can catch up on the first story from this two-part report. And finally, a flash flood and severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for much of the listening area. Expect periods of heavy rain tonight. Localized flooding is also possible. The National Weather Service says stronger storms could produce small hail and gusty winds up to 40 miles an hour. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.